Not only are Internet service providers, ISPs, like Comcast and Verizon, for an open Internet, they often say they're for net neutrality. So the ongoing fight comes down to definitions.
It's a non-discrimination obligation on your ISP.
That's Ernesto Falcone, legislative counsel for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a San Francisco-based nonprofit that advocates for consumers' digital rights. The foundation is a strong supporter of net neutrality rules, as he defines them.
Wherever you go on the Internet, it doesn't matter what service you use, what website you visit, what social media platform you rely on, all of it is, you know, protected in the sense that the cable or telephone company that you go through, your broadband provider, does not have the right to discriminate on the data, to prioritize certain services over others, or to change the experience in a way that favors one set of content over another.
So far, Falcone's position doesn't seem greatly different from the position of Internet giant Comcast. The CEO of Comcast Cable wrote in a blog post this spring that the company will, quote, continue to support strong, legally enforceable net neutrality protections that ensure a free and open Internet for our customers, with consumers able to access any and all the lawful content they want at any time. Sounds like net neutrality, but it's not. The difference is how the services will be regulated and how rules will be enforced. We're getting wonky here, but you need to know about something called Title II, part of a 1930s-era law that regulated telecommunication services as so-called common carriers. Think about your phone here. Once you sign up for service and call or message someone else on the network, no one can tell you what you can or can't say, how long you can talk, or charge more or less for different kinds of conversations. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission decided to regulate the Internet under Title II because members felt
a non-neutral Internet could really stifle innovation.
That's Dane Jasper, co-founder and CEO of Santa Rosa Internet and telecommunication company, Sonic.
The next great startup might not be able to be founded if the majority of Internet access providers are charging tolls in order to get access to consumers.
There's a lot of talk about tolls in this debate, with the primary example being the possibility that a company like Netflix would have to pay so-called tolls to access an Internet fast lane. Now, Netflix could afford the tolls, but a company offering an experimental service, not so much. The FCC has opened its net neutrality rulemaking to public comment. What organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and companies like Sonic are asking for you to do on July 12th is contact your senators and representatives, as well as the FCC, and tell them what you think about net neutrality and Title II. The debate will continue throughout this summer and fall. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.